Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada, and this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some Ravel, some music from Fringe Percussion of Pneumatica, who will be celebrating the power of percussion in a fantastic performance coming up on May 25th. Do keep listening. Ticket giveaways are on the way. Also some choral music in honor of my mother for Mother's Day. And of course, oboe music time. Let's begin with some wind music from Mozart, his wind divertimenti. Now, he wrote them in and for Salzburg, namely for the Archbishop of Salzburg. They're short, simple, and joyful works, ideally for audiences outdoors or at dinner parties. Now, he only wrote a total of 5 instead of the customary 6, and we're going to hear the sprightly first one of this series, which was composed back in July of 1775. Here are the Amadeus winds.
Thank you.
What a cheerful way to start the morning. The Amadeus Winds and Mozart's Divertimento in F major. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And let's move on to some music in honor, well, I'm being a little self-indulgent, for my mother for Mother's Day. It's called The Artistry of Discantus. This is a great ensemble of female voices dedicated to the revival of sacred monophonic and polyphonic melodies from the Middle Ages. It's beautiful music and a nice way to continue on a Sunday morning.
Thank you.
Discantus with Medieval Chant from the Disc Campus Stellae.
In the cool of the evening when everything is...
You know, there's nothing sexier than voting on a hot summer day. Be sure to vote in the 40th Provincial General Election, Tuesday, May 14th. For more information, go to elections.bc.ca.
First I say no, I got some plans for tonight, and then I stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little boy like you.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM. And we're going to continue with some beautiful music by Ravel, his Pavane for an Enfant Défunt, or Pavane for a Dead Princess. Now, this was actually written for solo piano back in 1899, when Ravel was studying composition at the Conservatoire de Paris under Gabriel Fauré. Ravel later published an orchestrated version of the Pavane in 1910, and he describes the piece as an evocation of a Pavane that little princesses might, in former times, have danced at the Spanish court. The Pavane itself actually being a slow processional dance that enjoyed great popularity in the courts of Europe during the 16th and 17th centuries. Now, this morning we're going to hear an incredible performance. This is Pierre Monteux. He's joined by the members of the London Symphony Orchestra. What a lovely performance. That was Pierre Monteux, joined by the members of the London Symphony Orchestra and Ravel's Pavane for a Dead Princess. You're listening to CITR at 101.9 FM here in Vancouver, Canada, and this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And I'm in the mood for just a little more choral music this morning, so let's take it away with Catherine Jenkins and Andrea Bocelli.
Join in to care for love.
I believe in a world where light will guide us and giving our love will make heaven on earth. Yes, I believe. I believe.
And there's really not too much you can say after a performance like that. Brought some tears to my eyes. That was Catherine Jenkins and Andrea Bocelli and I Believe. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And it is one of my favorite times of the program. If for regular listeners, they know, yes, it's the oboe music time. But today, not just solo oboe, we're doing it in a chamber music style, a group with oboe, flute, and guitar. Now, the disc is called Clear Out of Touch with Time, but they definitely weren't. They feature great music by Satie, Villa-Lobos, Bach, and much more. We're going to continue this morning with some music by Haydn. His London trios were written on two successful visits to London, and although they were originally intended for flutes and cellos, today, of course, the oboe is stealing the thunder, and it's an arrangement for oboe, flute, and guitar. I can't wait. Here is Anton Kushkin, Donald Bender, and Gary Kessler.
Thank you.
Boy, they sound like they're having so much fun. That was Anton Kushkin on flute, Donald Bender on oboe, and Gary Kessler on guitar. It's from a CD called Clear Out of Touch with Time, and that was an arrangement of Haydn's London Trio. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And I'm very pleased this morning to introduce you to a new multimedia event which celebrates percussion, new music, voice, and dance all together. It sounds so exciting. This is going to be set in the Britannia Mine Museum, and it's going to celebrate the powers of percussion along with the incredible voice of soprano Heather Pawsey and the contemporary tap dancing of Danny Nielsen and Daniana Zindrowski. Now, they're actually going to be working off of the building's steel beams and girders and wooden platforms and concrete floors. It sounds just amazing combination of music, building and tap. It goes to show you that you can actually find beautiful sounds of music all around us. Now, we've got a little tip in, and we're going to be listening to some tracks from the group Fringe Percussion, who will be performing. And as you listen to them, imagine the experience, because if you do call in at 602-604-822-2487. Once again, that's 604-822-2487. And be the first caller in. You will be going to this amazing multimedia event coming up on May 5th. Now, we're going to be hearing Lost Forwards, which actually began in the early 80s as composer Graham Boyle started his project to help him learn the operation of his first multi-track player. We've come a long way from then. The original orchestration was actually for two marimbas and one percussion, and they later added vibes, drums, a little more percussion, some bass, and guitar. Now, although popular in the percussion repertoire, this is actually the first time that it has been recorded, other than home demos, I'm told, in Fringe Percussion's debut CD release. So I'm excited to hear it. Let's take a listen. Thank you. Fringe Percussion and Lost Forwards by Graham Boyle. And you can hear them as part of Pneumatica Concert coming up at the Britannia Mine Museum Sunday on May 25th at 7:30. It's going to be a great multimedia show, also joined by soprano Heather Pawsey, tap dancers Danny Nielsen and Dania Zindrowski. Tickets are only $25 for adults and $18 for students, and they are available at the Britannia Mine Museum at the door or at brownpapertickets.com. We have just a few more concert announcements. Musica Intima is having a great soiree coming up May 15th at 7 o'clock at the Scotiabank Dance Center. For tickets, you can go to musicaintima.org or call 604-731-6618. Should be a great night of wine and music. How can you go wrong with that? Also, on Wednesday, May 22nd, the baccalaureate concert featuring UBC grads from the UBC School of Music is coming up. This is a free concert at the Chan Center at 8 o'clock. And since we are on the subject of some great Canadian performers, let's continue with the artistry of Quartetto Gelato. Now, they've been around for 2 and a bit decades. The group is an exotic blend with musical virtuosity, artistic passion, and lots of humor. The repertoire spans the globe, including classical masterworks, some operatic arias, some sizzling tangos, some gypsy folk music, and yes, even this. A little Russian melody.
Thank you.
fantastic, the members of Quartetto Gelato, with an arrangement of a Russian medley.
This plane is definitely crashing!
Bad Bird Media, the Georgia Strait, and CITR 101.9 present the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Saturday, May 18th and Sunday, May 19th at the Cambrian Hall in Vancouver. Now 2 days featuring a different group of vendors each day. Thousands of vinyl records, personal collections up for sale, plus a selection of vintage turntables and gear. Featuring music by the Knights of the Turntable and food truck goodness from our friends at Dougie Dog Hot Dogs. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair. Get your Vancouver vinyl discount card free with admission. That's 10% off at Zoo Shop, Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, High Life World Music, Scrape Records, Dandelion Records, Neptune Records, Vinyl Records, The Beat Merchant, and Beat Street Records. And introducing the Main Street Meal Ticket, also free with admission. Eat out on Main Street at Cray, Mr. Brownstone, The Reef, or Rocky Mountain Flatbread, and let the fair help you with the bill. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Saturday, May 18th and Sunday, May 19th at the Cambrian Hall, 215 East 17th in Vancouver. Now 2 days featuring a different group of vendors each day. Visit www.vinylrecordfair.com or find us on Facebook for more information. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, brought to you by Bad Bird Media, the Georgia Strait, and CITR.
And you have been listening to Actually Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I'm going to leave you now with more of the great sounds of fringe percussion, which you can catch on May 25th at 7:30 at the Britannia Mine Museum. Do stay tuned now to Shokshokta Ethiopian News Radio with the very talented Worku. Also, have a happy Mother's Day. Till next Sunday at 9.